This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Captain's America, Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Monday Morning Edition. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially America's long-haul truck drivers out there. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe and Gab. We're also on Parler as The Captain's America. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And don't forget, you can check out our website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, where if you can't send us a message on Facebook through the Captain's group, you can always send us a message over there on the website, and eventually we get to it, and we'll recognize you for sending a message to us. All righty. Now, joining us right now, starting out hour number two, the professor of politics himself, Kyle Warren. Good morning, Kyle.
Good morning, Captain.
It would be time, the second time, to say the pledge. Are you ready?
Absolutely.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. And we emphasize the two words, under God, our great country, was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, Kyle, the Iranian foreign minister is apologizing for the leaked comments he made on John Kerry and other issues. What do you suppose he's trying to do here?
Well, it's really quite interesting, Captain, because it doesn't seem that he is retracting these comments at all. In fact, he's basically saying that somehow his comments were stolen and, quote, used against the enemies of the country or something like this, or used against the country, his country, I should say. So this is quite interesting. If he's not going to retract it, is there more truth to this than John Kerry would like for you to believe, perhaps?
Well, I believe that there is. And remember, he's friends with the foreign minister, Kerry, that is. So he probably told him, he says, hey, is there any way you can take some of the pressure off here?
Possibly, yes.
And again, we've heard about this $7 billion deal for American and other hostages to be released. And the United States is saying, oh, no, there's nothing like that going on. And I suspect when I heard that, the first thing I thought of was, where's Kerry been lately?
Right. Well, but again, you know, during the Obama administration, where it was $150 billion on several plane flights that took the unmarked bills, and of course we knew that a lot of that money would go to support terrorist endeavors, to say the least. If the $7 billion in assets are unfrozen, number one, it sends the message that in order to get hostages back, or I should, you know, prisoners as it were, you just buy them back in this regard. But where's that $7 billion going to go? I wonder.
Terror.
Yes, exactly.
Hezbollah.
Yep.
Hamas. And anybody else that can give it to.
Well, exactly. And it would come at the time, Captain, when Iran was being isolated. The Trump and Pompeo strategies were paying off big time.
Working.
Yeah, and many of the different Arab states were helping to, number one, make better relations or peace with Israel, and then isolating Iran. And this is just undoing everything. And it just, it goes against common sense. It's not even about politics. It's common sense.
Okay, well, hold on. We're going to go to the phone lines. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Boss, this is Todd in Tampa. Let's get down to business. Of course it doesn't make any sense. The Democrats don't make any sense at all, okay? Systematic stupidity. That's what the Democrats are. Anything to hurt the American people, anything to hurt the people that supposedly voted for them, which they didn't, okay? Good to see Mike Lindell on Jimmy Kimmel Live, okay, touting how he knows that the election was stolen in these states and that Arizona's looking through and on. Everybody knows that. It's common sense. But the Democrats, they don't have a solution. You think it's good? Let me say something to the African-American brothers and sisters out there, because I'm from the Bronx, New York. If I talk slang, they kick me off the air. But I'm just telling you, does it make any sense to let illegals come into the club? I shut your state down on the border. Does that make any sense? Okay, no, of course it doesn't. Okay, why would you let sick people come into the country while your state is shut down, while your governor in Oregon and Michigan has run your, in California has run your state? You know, why do you think Gavin Newsom let 76,000 prisoners out of jail? So they can cheat to vote. That's why. Okay, wake up, man. I mean, you don't have to put two and two together. The Democrats are anti-American, anti your family, anti-Jesus, anti the cops, anti everything that's American. They sold their soul to Satan and China. That's what they've done.
Okay?
I hope you stand up for our cops. I hope you stand up for the country. I hope you stand up for the American people. Let's get to work and save the country. God bless you, Captain.
All righty. And there's some common sense in that one, Kyle. And again, you got to wonder sometimes what people are thinking. Oh, wait a minute. There you go. Sorry.
Oh, yeah. Well, exactly right. Exactly right. And just like we were talking just a moment ago, the just reversal of policies that seem to go in the best interest of the United States, our ally Israel, and the general stability of the region. This is destabilizing to the region. Once the Iranian regime gets a taste of being able to dictate how things are going to go, they're going to just want more.
Yep. By the way, folks, hold that thought. Kyle, you hang on, and we'll be right back, folks, with more on the Captain's America Third Watch as we stroll across the overnight radio airwaves on your radio dial. And maybe we're on your computer dial. Maybe we're on your cell phone dial. Heck, maybe we're on your who knows dial. We'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook, and you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Schools are opening. So much opportunity to share not just memories of 2020, but germs. Worrying about your child bringing a cold or flu home is a thing of the past. Today, we have to be concerned about COVID. That's why you need to be sure your kids are protected in their school with the one-of-a-kind patented Safe Air Network equipment that continuously decontaminates not only air, but all surfaces. 99.9% decontamination in 3 minutes to begin with, and then continuously, so if any of the air or surfaces get recontaminated, no worries. Safe Air Network is not only the only system that cleans air and surfaces, it's chemical free and 100% safe to use in an occupied room. The equipment is plug and purify, the easiest equipment to use as soon as it is received. Contact Safe Air Network now at safeairnetwork.com. That's safeairnetwork.com.
Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're listening to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us now at 1-877-969-8600. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha. And in the times that we're currently living in, somebody needs to give you a break. With Florida Comprehensive Insurance, Auto Glass America will give you a guaranteed $100 put right in the palm of your hand when you get your windshield replaced after you tell them I sent you. Now, they'll handle the insurance claims. They'll come to your home or office to do the job. You get a lifetime warranty and $100 put in the palm of your hand right after they finish the service after you tell them that me, the Captain, Matt Bruce, sent you. Now, Tampa, Sarasota, Orlando, Fort Myers, Lakeland, Daytona Beach, and other surrounding areas, they're ready to take care of that windshield replacement today. So just give them a call at 816-96-GLASS. That's 816-96-GLASS. Don't forget to tell them the Captain sent you to get that $100 put right in the palm of your hand when you get your windshield replaced. And Kyle, what do they always say?
Auto Glass America.
You got it. You got it.
That's right.
All right. You know, it doesn't get any stranger with LeBron James, does it?
No.
LeBron James says that he's uncertain he'll ever be 100% healthy again. It's just impossible.
Yeah, I heard that that's what he said. He's missed, what is it, 20 games or on that order somewhere in there.
Yeah.
He's missed a lot of games, and so he's going to be back. And but evidently he had quite a sprain. I was heard it described as a high sprain of his ankle, and he's been doing a lot of, physical therapy.
To be honest with you, when you get a sprain or a dislocation, you might just as well have broken it.
Yes, that's right. That's right, and because it can be very, very destructive. So he is definitely saying he may not be 100% for the rest of his career.
Okay, so we've got a GOP candidate that's been endorsed as the best chance Republicans have of winning Virginia this year. Now, I believe Senator Ted Cruz is the one that did the endorsing. So who did he endorse?
Well, that's right. Senator Ted Cruz is endorsing a Republican candidate who's going to be running for governor of Virginia. His name is Glenn Youngkin. He's going to campaign with them, we understand, as well. So Ted Cruz said this about Mr. Youngkin. He said, Glenn is pro-life. He's a gun owner. He's a defender of religious liberty. He goes on to say, if you've ever spent time with him, you know that he's the real deal, a Christian, a family man who has his priorities straight, a guy with common sense, unquote. That's who he's endorsing. And I think he's also picking up endorsements from some others as well, even some in the media, like commentators.
Now, do our people that are listening to us up there in Portland, Oregon tonight, I understand that once again over the weekend, Portland went nuts again for a while with anti-ICE Portland rioters running wild, threatening police officers. You know, this stuff has got to come to an end. And the good people of Portland, you need to get behind your police up there. You need to support them. And you need to do what it takes to get these fools off the street that are causing all this hate and discontent, still setting fires to places. I mean, come on. Give me a break here.
Well, you know, Captain, one of the main things that the government is supposed to do, whether it's the federal government or the local or, you know, city or county governments, is to, you know, create an atmosphere where people are going to be safe, where they can live their lives peaceably. This ongoing issue, I think, you know, either, you know, merits some kind of response, whether, of course, through the legal system, but also by making sure that the streets are safe. And unfortunately, because the police have been so demonized, we hear stories like this. And unfortunately, I think a lot of people go, well, the police are bad and Antifa's out there trying to set things straight. And it's a completely a backwards view of what our society should be like.
Well, you know, we talk about Biden's first 100 days. That seems to be going very well for the drug cartels, the gangs and the human smugglers, in my opinion.
Right.
How about Kamala Harris? I understand that they're now focusing on something a little different with Kamala.
Well, yeah, it's an interesting article actually on Fox News by Courtney O'Brien, where they talk about the idea that, of course, you know, the media seems to be focusing not so much on policy, but on things like what shoes is Kamala Harris wearing today, or this kind of thing, and a very, very light kind of stuff. But, you know, we're in a very, very difficult time period of history. There's no doubt about that. And yet we're also seeing that Kamala Harris is touted as being, you know, this wonderful new political force and so forth. But really, where has she been? She's been put in charge of the border 40 days ago, Captain. 40 days ago. That's as long as it took to flood the earth. But yet suddenly, Kamala Harris is still nowhere to be found for any kind of press conference.
Just like Mike Pence was before her, the vice president, she's been placed in charge of the Space Council.
She's been, is she going to go to meetings for that or have a press conference about that? Are these just sort of honorary appointments? I don't know. Yeah.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. I think I know who this is. Is this Mel in Saratoga Springs?
Oh, correct, Captain. Yes, this is Mel in Saratoga Springs, New York. I'm calling to back up Todd's call. He's correct. You know, black folks like myself have come to realize that the Democrat Party has no interest for black America at all. I mean, they use us as far as props, as tools, and to get our vote. You don't see them for 4 years or on the midterm. You don't see them for 2 years. After that, you can't find them with a search warrant. But yet, they're having these illegals come across the border, and black folks take up. They're going to use these illegals and they'll always tip you on the social ladder. Wake up, black folks. They are not your friends. President Donald J. Trump had put black folks ahead in his interest while he was in office, and he still had, and had done it prior to him being in office. He created opportunity zones. He's justice reform. You know, he's taken our interests at heart. So, I mean, don't do yourself any disfavors. Get off the plantation and get into the GOP. And not the Rhino GOP, but the conservative GOP. And furthermore, as I said before, Captain, become a precinct committee member. This is very vital because you have the right to vet those who are trying to run for office.
Yep.
They got to come through you first.
Yep.
You can set them down and you can question them on certain issues
yep.
that pertain to the conservative move in this country.
Yep.
God bless America, Captain.
All right.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're right. And by the way, I was a precinct committee member when I was down in Sarasota. I believe it was the 37th precinct was my precinct, and it gave me an opportunity to participate with the Republican Party of Sarasota, and I had a vote just like the other people that were there, and we helped to control some of the destiny of the Republican Party that's there today and the leadership that's in there because we steered them away from the same old, getting the same results to a group of new people that could do a little bit different stuff there, Kyle.
Well, yeah, you're absolutely right. And with the advent of Trumpism and Donald Trump shaking things up the way that he did, he helped to continue this transition, as it were, insofar as that the Republican Party becomes more the party of working people because the Republican ideals favor the hard work, it favors lower taxes, it favors all these kinds of things that somehow the Democrats just take for granted certain voting groups, ethnic groups, racial groups, and everyone is simply supposed to stay in their lane and don't do anything different, don't ask for anything different. You simply have to do what the Democrat leaders are telling you because they're fighting for you, blah, blah, blah. But yet, where the proof is in
okay.
the pudding is what the Republicans can do.
So do you agree with my statement that things are going well for the drug cartels, the gangs, and the human smugglers?
Well, yeah, absolutely. We're seeing this every day because the Biden administration is doing, I don't want to say precious little, they're doing nothing about the fact that small children are being dumped over walls into the United States and drug cartels are having a field day. They're making so much money that we couldn't even get a handle on it, and it's coming at the expense of people who are being totally used by them.
And then you've got the Missouri Senator Josh Hawley, who came out and said the Dems and Big Tech are consolidating their power. Well, you better believe they are.
Well, sure. I mean, all we have to do is go back to seeing, you remember the suppression of the New York Post story
yep.
about Hunter Biden. That's huge. I mean, that is just tells everything you need to know right there.
Yep. All righty. Hold that thought. Folks, you're coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. When we come back, the U.S. is expressing concern over something that took place in El Salvador over the weekend. We'll tell you what that was. And the Democrats now want the FCC to do something. We'll tell you what that is. It's not going to happen because that would be extremely discriminatory. And God knows we wouldn't want to discriminate against any group of people. Now, would we? I'll be right back.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
North Korea has issued a warning to the U.S. over President Biden's recent address to Congress, in which he called the North Korean nuclear program a serious threat to American security. A spokesman for the regime's foreign ministry made the threat Sunday in a statement, accusing the president of continuing a hostile stance against North Korea and that the U.S. would soon find itself in a grave situation. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan responded to the latest round of threats from the DPRK, telling ABC's This Week that the Biden administration's policy is not aimed at hostility, but at taking practical steps to denuclearize the Korean Peninsula.
Our policy towards North Korea is not aimed at hostility. It's aimed at solutions. It's aimed at ultimately achieving the complete denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula. And we're prepared to engage in diplomacy towards that ultimate objective, but work on practical measures that can help us make progress along the way towards that goal.
This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
You betcha. And this portion of the program brought to you by our friends with the stem cell patch, the XP stem cell patch. And let me tell you something. You want to give this a lesson, listen here, because this sort of stuff I've done by myself when my situation's gotten bad, really bad, and I've done this so that I didn't have to take that extra trip to the doctor or the hospital, God forbid. But listen to this.
I want you to check out the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders. Give them a call, 727-776-4552. Better, safe, more energy, improved skin, and increased health with a money-back guarantee. You have nothing to lose and everything to gain. Call 727-776-4552 for the stem cell activation patch that will do wonders, and tell them the captain sent you. That's 727-776-4552.
Yep, and believe it or not, it works, and I've taken it into acute situations where my ankle and my leg is swollen up badly and just been hurting beyond the points to where even taking an extra dosage of relief factor has lowered it, but it hasn't cut it down. And I put that patch on there and boom, it's like somebody gives me a shot or something, but there you go. So who knows? But anyway, in the grand scheme of things, let me see here. Let's go to the telephone lines. I think I know who this is. Is this Elliot in Wesley Chapel?
Captain, good morning.
Yep.
Captain, if you can give me 60 seconds, I'd like to share some very important information with you. You know, folks, on Friday evening, the BBC World News had a special program called Global Questions, hosted by journalist Zainab Badawi. She is a Sudanese British journalist. Her guest, Black Lives Matter co-founder, Opal Tomati. She also had a panel guest. Now, Dwayne Brooks, a black English conservative, wasted no time calling out BLM as unaccomplished. They are in 80 countries. Some say they are the blame game. Now, black conservative Brooks predicts they will be irrelevant in the coming months. They are called out by the panel for Marxism, violence on the streets in American cities. The most active intellectual on the panel is England's black conservative, Dwayne Brooks. What this shows us, Captain, is people globally are paying attention to what's going on in America, and they do not want anything to do with violence and God haters. Thank you so much, Captain. Have a great day.
Well, of course they don't. I mean, nobody in their right mind would, because it defeats the whole point of what they're trying to do wherever they're at. And, oh, by the way, the only thing that Black Lives Matter is really good at is extorting money from major corporations. Right, Kyle?
Well, they certainly have garnered a lot of money from big corporations. That's right. And I think a lot of that, Captain, has to do, too, with the corporations trying to do anything that they can in order to try to avoid the wrath, or to avoid the perception that somehow they're racist. This is a very, very big deal. And, you know, just briefly, Captain, you were mentioning earlier about when you were in Sarasota and so forth. A lot of people may not be aware that you've had something to do with a lot of these different candidates that have come up recently in Florida there, but some national, but some have become household names, and it's all because of the Captain's America, where they were interviewed early on, and you gave them a big boost.
I gave them a platform, and I gave them an opportunity to come back and continue to tell their story when no one else would let them talk.
That's exactly right.
And they went up the ladder as a result of it. I can remember when nobody wanted to talk to Marco Rubio.
Yes, that's
same,
right.
Same with Rick Scott. Same with Vern Buchanan. Same with Greg Stube and others. I could go on, but I don't need to. And we gave them an opportunity to come on and to speak, and they suddenly went from local to state to worldwide notoriety in many cases.
That's exactly right, yeah.
And that's all good. I'm glad to be a small spoke in a big wheel, but here's the deal. Once Marco Rubio made it to the big house, he forgot the ones that helped him get there.
Yeah, well, sometimes that does happen. Yeah.
Yeah, and I just took it with a grain of salt. All right, let's talk about the U.S. expressing concern over El Salvador and their vote to remove their Supreme Court judges. Wow.
Wow. Well, I'll say this just for a little bit of humor here, but that is, you got to wonder if some Democrat Party elite are trying to figure out how could we vote to remove our Supreme Court justices.
Well, they want to add to it; they don't want to remove it.
Well, that, but still, I mean, to break the system, basically. But that's right. They voted to remove the magistrates of their Supreme Court's constitutional chamber.
Yeah,
that's right. And so, yes, Secretary of State Anthony Blinken is saying that an independent judiciary is essential to democratic governance. He's right about that.
Now, this isn't going to happen anytime soon because of the makeup of the FCC, but Democrats now want the FCC to block anti-socialist radio station buyers. In other words, if you want to buy a station to make it patriotic and make it sound like America First, or make it sound like anything other than the socialist line in America today, or the communist line, call it whatever you want, then they don't want those people buying the radio stations. And that's a fact. And it's not going to happen because of the power structure, the way it's made up at the FCC. It's 6-3 advantage Republicans, and nobody's leaving anytime soon.
Well, that's right. Well, the Democrats are calling what you're describing in terms of someone wanting to broadcast as disinformation, quote unquote.
Yeah, the disinformation people.
Yeah, and so again, it's trying to generate a bandwagon movement that anything other than state approved, Democrat Party elite approved talking points is somehow it's a threat to our democracy.
Yeah, and for Leo down there in Miami, the radio affiliate he was asking me about, I did a little bit more checking there. It's AM 710. They're currently Mexican. They're currently Spanish-speaking. They currently play a lot of Latino music. They're going to go to English, and they're going to go to all news all the time with news talk conservative programs.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. And again, it's why the Democrat Party elite don't want this is because they don't want to participate in the marketplace of ideas.
Yeah.
And now the even the idea of socialism, but well, that's not a black mark to them anymore.
Yeah.
That's just
now
where they are.
Now we need to let the American people know about something that came out over the weekend. Are you ready?
Yep.
The Payroll Protection Program, known as PPP, was funded with coronavirus stimulus money, correct?
Yep.
She gave hundreds of millions of dollars along the line to Chinese-owned companies. How could that have happened?
Very interesting, yeah. In other words, Chinese foreign-owned companies.
That's right. The money,
yeah.
Went, the money went to China.
Yes. Well, I can't say that I'm surprised, but obviously this is perhaps not what was supposed to be happening because we're supposed to be helping American, especially small American businesses.
Yeah, and Senator Tim Scott, of course, said Sunday he's hopeful about police reform to move forward in the Senate. He's had a bill that he put through with the, was it Grassley? Yeah, Grassley a couple of years ago, and it got filibustered by the Democrats, so it never got heard, and he's hoping this time they'll listen to it.
Well, exactly. But, of course, in order to do that, they would have to do this thing called bipartisanship, and they would have to be trying to move ahead in the best interest of the country, but that's not what the Democrats want in terms of they want to force through whatever bill they want.
Now, wait till you hear this one. Mm-hmm. The microwave attacks on U.S. officials has been suspected for several decades coming from Russia.
Well, they believe that it's coming from Russia. That's one of the working theories here, it would seem. What some people are describing in terms of the effects that they seem to be having, hearing these tones or noise, this kind of thing, as a result of what appears to be energy attacks, or as you're talking about microwave attacks, this is very, very big time stuff.
Yeah. Now, finally, Senator Mitt Romney, good old Mitt, was loudly booed at the Utah Republican Convention over the weekend, being called a communist, a liar, and a traitor by many in attendance. And that was not a pretty sight, but that's happened.
Well, right. I don't know that Mitt Romney is a communist, obviously, but I think that he's perhaps picking up.
He's liberal.
He's been very liberal. He was very anti-Trump seemed to be a little bit overboard in some regards on that. So I think he's starting to pay a political price for that.
Well, if they put somebody decent up against him as a candidate to run against him, I believe in 4 years.
He could
probably be beaten.
Oh no, I think you're right. I think that it kind of feels like, for lack of a better expression, he's kind of like a man without a party or that kind of thing right now. Because yes, he's a Republican, but it's a tough road to hoe right now.
Alrighty, hold that thought, folks. We're coming right back with more Kyle Warren, a professor of politics. Gonna rock on. Got a little bit more rock for you. And we're gonna take a look at the weather. Yeah, there's been a couple changes out there. There always is. Don't go anywhere. I'm coming right back.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If there's a sudden disaster and you can't get to the grocery store, or they're all out of food, what would you do? You'll wish you had emergency food to get you through the crisis. And that's why we're here. We're MyPatriotSupply.com, America's leading source of emergency food. Our food lasts for up to 25 years, and millions of families trust us for their disaster survival. Won't you join us? Unlike other food companies, we don't skimp on calories. Our meals give you more than 2,000 calories per day. Why? Because that's what you need to survive any challenging crisis. And right now, you can save $50 on our popular 4-week emergency food kit. Just go to MyPatriotSupply.com and place your order. We ship fast, 2 to 3 days max, and your food arrives discreetly right to your door. So order today and save $50 at MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you, too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Everybody, this is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
You betcha. And this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch, our Truckers Highway and Byway Report, brought to you by the Pilot and Pine J Truck Stop nearest you. Pull on in there. Tell them you were listening to Captain's America Third Watch on the radio. Get yourself a nice free hot cup of coffee. And oh, by the way, while you're there, join the Drivers Club. You'll get points for the food that you buy, the fuel that you buy, the supplies that you buy in the trucker store, and you can use those points on down the line for discounts on products or the Drivers Club catalog. Maybe you want to save it up for some nice Christmas presents or whatnot. In the meantime, here we go.
We'll be right back.
when was that one out, Foreigner?
That's Foreigner from the album Double Vision, the same name as the song there, 1978.
All righty. So, yeah. Wow, 40 years, 43 years ago.
Yeah.
Holy smokes. And, I mean, it comes out with a bang. I mean, I always liked that one, dancing to it and hearing it on the radio and whatnot. It was always one that would get your attention real fast.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Foreigner could, they were really rising back in those days, yeah.
Well, they're still around, I think.
They're still around, yeah. They had some other big hits in the 80s, too. I Want to Know What Love Is, that those kinds of songs. And yeah, they're still going strong.
Yeah, I think we played that one here on one of our segments. But anyway, tonight was a Foreigner segment, so you got to hear Foreigner live and in living color. All right, I'm going to read a statement. I'm going to turn it over to Kyle because we've had some weather changes, especially in Colorado. We'll get right to that. Severe thunderstorms and heavy rain may bring damaging gusts, large hail, a few tornadoes, and flash flooding across parts of the southern plains and the middle Mississippi and lower Ohio River valleys. And, Kyle, what's going on out there, especially in Colorado?
Well, right now, Captain, in Colorado, especially in the Fort Collins area, the Denver area, all the way down to Colorado Springs, and also west of Denver and west of the Fort Collins, you've got a winter weather advisory. But right in the Denver area right now, Captain, they've got heavy rain. Looks like that rain's going to continue on through Tuesday and into Wednesday as well, when it looks like it'll taper off, be gone for a couple of days, and should be coming back in along the on the weekend. But you also have some heavy snow. Those are going to be at some of the higher elevations there. And then, as I said, we have a winter storm warning. This is going to be west of Denver. That also is going to generate a lot of snow, we understand. 7 to 14 inches possible. Heaviest amounts along just east of the Continental Divide. Lower amounts expected on the western side of the Continental Divide. That also, these weather advisories stretch up towards Cheyenne and Laramie in Wyoming as well. In western Wyoming, we have a winter weather advisory tonight as well. Down in New Mexico, we've got fire weather watch. Also, it looks like high wind warnings. This is going to be in the, actually, I should say high wind warning near Alamogordo, also Las Cruces and Carlsbad. Southern California, wind advisory. This is north of Los Angeles and the Lancaster area up towards Bakersfield, out near Edwards Air Force Base, Tehachapi. You've got that going tonight. And then also a fire weather warning. This is in the Sacramento area, stretching down to Modesto and as far north as Redding, California.
Now, the severe weather that we're looking at, folks, which we've already had a series of tornadoes in Mississippi, especially around the Tupelo area, Yazoo City as well, out and about and down near Jackson, Mississippi. That weather is not gone. It's going to be back again today. And it looks like I-40 will be the northernmost part of it. I-20 will be kind of like the center part of it. And I-10 will be the lower end of it. And anything in between there could have severe thunderstorms, could have hail, could have tornadoes mixed in with it. So you need to be paying attention today if you're in Arkansas, Louisiana, Tennessee, Mississippi, Alabama, Georgia, and even the panhandle of Florida, I would say, because right now we've got a gale warning, Kyle, that takes us from New Orleans all the way over towards, and it's moved a little bit east of Navarre now in Florida, so that is moving along. Those are 35, 40 mile an hour winds that are right there, right along the shoreline.
Exactly right. Yes, I see it on the map there, yes.
Yeah, and then we've got some rain and flooding conditions back across Louisiana and the eastern part of Tennessee, which just east of Houston, it looks like right now. We do have some weather up in Kansas that could be developing later today. There was some there today. We do have the remnants of some flooding and well as some flash flooding up in there, flood warning and flash flooding in the central and southern part of Nebraska as well. So, Kyle, tell us how to hear your show.
Well, thank you, Captain. Yes, you can go to KyleWarrenShow.com.
And we'll talk to you tonight.
Sounds good.
All right, Kyle Warren, the professor of politics out there in California, and we appreciate being able to talk to him. And joining us right now from FoundersCode.com, that's FoundersCode.com. We have Denise Simon, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
let's start with this tragedy in California with this boat that literally broke apart into pieces, an old renter wreck, if you will, that was being used to transport, obviously, illegals, and they hit a reef, and in doing so, they tore the boat up, and several people have been killed, drowned, or whatnot. I think they located everybody, although we don't know how many of the were on that boat, do we?
Yeah, it looks like there was probably about 30 on the boat. The officials say they have, in fact, retrieved everybody or accounted for everybody, I should say. But, yeah, it was a panga. Authorities say this is it's a very common thing. It's happened rather often. Such that they're trained for this kind of thing, but I would say that if the boat had a name, it would probably say USS Biden on it.
How about the fact that I understand they also got the boat captain?
Yeah, they have him. Yes.
So, what are we going to learn from this? The fact that it goes on, or anything anymore?
I don't think that, the officials out there could probably have written a script on it. They're very used to this kind of thing. As I said, I think this is, I listened to the press conference. I was rather surprised that they said that they have had these incidents happen about 1,500 times.
Yeah, we haven't heard about it before until, like, right now.
Well, you wouldn't, because, you know, prior to this, there hadn't been this kind of tragedy with it. But this one didn't work out too well in their favor. So, yeah, what a mess.
Now, and of course, the chief of staff at the White House is saying that the border surge is not Biden's fault, despite lifting the restrictions. Well, I don't know who else you could blame.
Well, right. I mean, and Biden did a press conference, I don't know, with whatever network, and he said, oh, we've got it under control now. he said, we have a whole lot less in the system than we have had, so it's under control and not to worry, who told them that?
Maybe they'll pay the bill that Texas is building up here. They're building up a huge bill to protect their own border because the U.S. is not doing it for them. All right, hold that thought. And folks, we'll be right back with more with Denise Simon from FoundersCode.com. Kathy's going to take us to break and give you the phone number.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.